I'm jumping in right now. I know the beat's going to drop, but let me just say this. You are very fortunate for the last 4 hours to have a very patient man dealing with you and Mike Missanelli. I cannot promise. In fact, one thing I can assure you of is the next hour, I will not be nearly as patient. In fact, you can flip it already at 6:03 and say, Shander sounds a little impatient. Sounds a little upset. Sounds a little frustrated. And you'd be right. And this does stem over from Sunday, the post-game show I did with Jeff Mosher, hearing the Fanatic all day yesterday, and then being here all day, if it's in the morning show, listening to Rob and Harry, and then being here for Mike and the updates. So let me start with two major misconceptions about sports talk radio. Number one, that hosts know more about sports than the listeners. Not all listeners, but some listeners. Put that aside for a second, because that's number one and across the board whenever you bring up the misconception of this business. Number two, where we will begin, is for some reason there is a misconception out there that even though we deal with you and callers and tweeters for the most part, listeners as well, every single day, that we somehow don't know our audience, that we somehow don't have a pulse on the audience. And I know that you've heard a lot today, some differing things, some different opinions from different hosts today. One thing that I am pretty sure of, especially in the climate that we live in following the past week, outside of sports, one thing that I'm pretty sure of, not 100%, but it's about 80, 85%, is that the majority of fans are not negative. That I honestly believe that for far too long, and today at least let's try to take this fan base back. Because for far too long, a voice has been given to the fringe. And you know what? To be fair, we've honored the voice of the fringe that's on the one side of the team's going to go 14-2, 13-3. We get the over-optimistic Charles from the Northeast and others. And we accept that because there's some passion. And you know what? It's positive. And we'll always default back to the positive. Now, the other fringe is where it gets dangerous. The other fringe is finding negatives immediately after that victory against the Falcons in the postgame show, is bringing up negatives throughout the day on different shows that people chose to call in and tweet to. Well, the Falcons did, it gave them the a huge victory following two straight losses that left us looking around like, can the head coach even coach? What's going on with this football team? Carson Wentz has no help out there. And they actually bounced back and they gave you some tangible reasons to be excited. And you just heard the interview, less than an hour ago with Sal Palantonio and Mike Missanelli, and Sal says right from the jump, I'm excited, other people should be too. So it's not the majority, it's not the fan base has turned negative. There's a fringe, and every time you have a fringe element, they like to be loud. And unfortunately, over the last 20, 30, 50, 60 years, the majority has become silent. And we have let the fringe influence our thought and speech on a daily basis. And I'm sick and freaking tired of it when it comes to the Eagles. Because if all you can look at is a drop football from Julio Jones as why the Eagles win, or find some issues with Zach Ertz again following an Eagles win, or look at why Jim Schwartz wasn't blitzing more following an Eagles win, then I have no time for you, and I have no patience for you, and I don't know why anybody else in this fan base does. Because this Eagles team gave you something positive to look at following two straight miserable division losses. And instead, it's doom and gloom, and save me with, well, that's what we are in Philly. I've been living here in 2 decades plus, and I know that's not true every single day. That's part of the fringe. That's part of honoring the fringe for whatever reason and letting the fringe infiltrate this fan base and speak for this fan base. Now, to be fair, Eitan Shander with you. We've got a short show. Senators, Flyers, South Philly tonight at 7 on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975 is where we'll begin on the lines. Devon Givens producing the show at Shander Show on Twitter. I have to be fair and say that there's a different tone when it's coming to talking about the Eagles this year. It's a different tone when we address Doug Peterson, even Carson Wentz after a couple of losses. Just the general feel from Monday through Friday, it's been a different discussion with the Eagles this year than in years past. And for some, that transfers into, well, everybody's negative. for some, that transfers into, well, people are just looking at this glass half empty. I don't think so. I think there's a healthy medium right now where you do have some fringe people who look at everything negative and will try to pinpoint some stuff and say, shh, they just barely got by. Now, mind you, these are the same people that are upset when they lose and they're still in it, like the Giants and the Cowboys game and the Skins game. They're still upset because they were so close. Yet here, it conveniently backs their narrative. So, oh, Julio Jones drops that football. That's why the Eagles are able to win. It's not that the majority of fans are negative. Think about what's happened. You can't be so short-sighted and forget what's happened over the last 3 years, right? We have been through a coma. It was 3 years of watching football in a state of a coma. And we're slowly coming out of it. And the gift of life again was Carson Wentz. That's the ability to open up your eyes and you're no longer in the coma. But it's taking some time for us to come out of that. It's not just immediately that you're going to go back out, play some hoops, get on the ice in the men's league, right? It's going to take some time for you to get back to feeling good about things. So I don't hold it against you if you're a little hesitant. That's allowed. I don't hold it against you if you go into this week thinking, if I lay it all out there on the table, Seattle, that's a pretty good football team at home. I get if you want to look at some football reasons and think to yourself, you know what? I love the Eagles, bleed green, but this one's a little shaky. That's not being negative. That's being objective. And there is room for objectivity, like there is room for blind passion. Nobody's saying that you have to choose. Too often you're told by people in this country that you have to choose one or two, one or the other. No. You can allow both. So I look at the fringe and that's finding issue. And I'd say, no, you do not represent this fan base. You do not represent the Philadelphia Eagles fan base. That Julio Jones did this, or that the Eagles are just going to fall on their face again, and it's just a matter of time, and nitpicking and pinpointing stuff after victory. And finding holes and more issues with this team. Yeah, we get it. You can sit and harp on Nelson Aguilar all you want. I said a couple of weeks ago, that particular game going into it before the pregame show, based on his comments, recognizing that he made a mistake with what he said, I'm willing to give him a shot and root for him for that day. And if you paid attention, you heard me say, if he continues to stink, that's it. I'm out. What more do you want from me? The guy ain't going anywhere. Look at Jimmy Kemsky. He put it out there. What do you want? Dorial Green Beckham gone and Paul Turner up? That's probably going to happen anyway. Dorial Green Beckham was barely out there. The Philadelphia Eagles essentially won that game on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons by game planning away from their own wide receivers. It's not even like they had them to use. It's like they purposely game planned away. That's a huge victory. Where they are in this season, I don't know if that transfers to 10 wins, to 11 wins, 9 wins. Right now, today, I don't care. Because I need to look at the fringe and I need to start stomping them out. I can't take it. I'm at a level of frustration right now where if your issues are with Julio Jones dropping a football and Zach Ertz crumbling and no yak and how this team is no wide receivers and therefore they stink and there's no hope following a victory. I'm not saying 3 straight losses. I'm not saying that this is a 4-12 football team and that you don't have a right to be upset about that. What I'm saying is that there is still a bunch of chapters left to be written this year with this team, and I don't know how it's going to end. 610-632-0975. Todd is first up with Eitan Shanahan on the Fanatic tonight. Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
All right, so I got a question. If we beat Seattle, where do you think we're at as a football team? Do you think that we would have a name for ourselves, you know, beating the Falcons and then beating the Seahawks? And then if we get that wild card, how far do you think we can get into the playoffs if we get a victory on Sunday?
Here's the thing, man. Let's start first and foremost. If they're able to beat Seattle, and I don't know right now, as it gets closer, as we get to Thursday, Friday, we start to look at some things. The line moves a little bit. You'll get a better idea. But if they can go in and beat Seattle, they come off that huge win against the Patriots, Todd. If they can do that, yes, it continues. It further legitimizes this team at 6-4 in an already really difficult division. So I mean, it's just, you know, it continues to validate them. But does it make them better than the Skins? Does it make it better than the Giants or the Cowboys? I can't answer that. They have to play those teams again. And the playoffs.
We're out of division chance.
I would think at this point. Yeah, I would think at this point, set your sights on the wild card.
Yeah, that's kind of where my sight is set.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know what I mean? But we just have to keep hoping, like, Detroit loses. Ain't most of the teams 4-5 or 5-4 in our division?
You've got a bunch. Well, in the division, you've got the Giants at 6-3 and the Skins at 5-3, but they have that tie.
Yeah.
So you're basically a full game back of the Giants, and then you're that tie, but also you've lost head-to-head to all three teams.
Yeah.
That's the problem in the division is they've really created a hole for themselves. Now, listen, Todd, appreciate the call. I don't know what the hell would happen if they make the playoffs. That's not for me to discuss. It shouldn't be for you guys to discuss either, right now, today. Because that's the problem. You don't want to set yourself up for failure, but you can go into this thinking, okay, this team has a shot. And you can go back and say at 3-0, 75% and stats and expectation, those expectations are right there. It's not as strong as a 75% because they found ways to lose games. And they've really created a hole right now in the division. But I'm thinking and listening. And that's the thing. You know, I'm here in the morning today. And then I leave and I'm listening to Rob and Harry. And I go home and don't tell them this. I don't know if it's going to go to the head. But I kept listening while I was doing the yoga. So I turned the music down. And I turned the woman telling me how to stretch and the downward dog stuff. And I got Rob and Harry on. And then I come back. And I'm doing updates with Mike. So you can't tell me that I wasn't in tune and listening to the station today. Rolling over from a lot of conversations from yesterday. The poll that the Midday Show put out about why people are kind of in a little bit of a malaise. Now, to be fair, they did not say that it was over the top negative. And that's what I say, that we have come out of this football coma with that runt Chip Kelly. So now what's in front of us is not an 8-1 football team, but it's also not a 1-8 football team. So there's some uneasiness, and there's some, well, do I want to jump right back into a long-term relationship after I just got burnt? But you see that people are getting more excited, and now you see a pattern at home. And that's what people are relying on, is that there is a pattern at home. This team is significantly better on both sides of the football at home. They play up to better talent at home. And you can look at the three divisional opponents back at home the rest of the season. There's some things that play out, but you can't get ahead of yourself and start fringing it the other way. You can't get ahead of yourself and start saying, well, they win this game, this game, this game, this game, boom. That's a 9-7. You can't. Because you're just going to work yourself up and work yourself up. And ultimately, you're not going to be battling with the middle. You're going to be battling with the other fringe. And then it's you on one side, complete opposite end of the spectrum is the other person. No, this team stinks. They won't win another game. No, this team's going to win out. That's what you get. And then that represents the fan base. And I'm sick and freaking tired of it. Matt is next up on the Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Tom, you came in hot under the collar today.
Hey, I'm just reacting to what I've heard throughout the day.
So let me just, I'll throw my two cents in here. So
listen, that's fine. And let me just preface this, Matt, real quick, because you're a good caller, and I just want to preface this, too. When I'm saying that I'm tired of the negativity, I'm not saying that people can't call and disagree with me with substance, and we can't have, I love that, and I invite that, but some of the fringe stuff is just out of bounds, in my opinion.
I agree with you. But here's my take on it, because I've been listening to the station the past few days, and check in the morning, check in at lunch, and heard Mike on the way home. I think what people are reacting against is the idea that because we won against Atlanta, that now we're a playoff team, which is certainly what Mike's been preaching, am I right?
Well, I don't want to speak for Mike, so I'll tell you what I got from his show as a listener today, which is the hopes and the expectations of playoffs have been resurfaced. That doesn't mean that they are a playoff team, but that people can be hopeful again that they beat the Falcons, and that's a possibility. Now, to be fair, probably stronger of a possible. He's all playoffed up. I know that, but I don't know. I didn't get from him today listening to the show, Matt, that he was saying this is a lock that they're going to make the playoffs. I think it was just I'm all jacked up now with the possibility of playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard him specifically say that, like, now playoffs is the goal. And I think that's what fans are kind of tired of when just listening to, you know, some of the radio hosts is that they win one game, and now it's playoffs or bust. So this team has a no-win scenario in front of them, essentially. And because when you started the show, Eitan, you said, you know, we came off of two losses where we wondered, does Carson Wentz have anything? And can this coach even coach, right? So then if you win one against Atlanta, it's a great win. Don't get me wrong. But does it solve all the problems?
No.
And can you reasonably expect to win again this week and in all the games that we have to win to get to the playoffs?
Yes and no. And yes, here's the thing. It doesn't cure all the ailments, Matt. But let's be fair. The way in which they won against Atlanta was significant in the improvements that Doug Peterson and Jim Schwartz, to a lesser extent, made from a coaching standpoint. The players played well as well, but you saw some pretty big improvements from a guy who looked lost on the sidelines to a guy who had some command on the sidelines. That's something to give you hope.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but here's the thing is, where was that last week and the week prior?
I would say that it's part of the learning curve, and people don't like that because he's a head coach. He's not a 22, 23-year-old kid out of college. But I think that there, and I've always maintained this, and I've battled people on this station about it too, Matt, and I appreciate the call, man. Good call. Is there is a sense of still learning on the job, and people don't want to hear that with Doug Peterson because he's been in the NFL, and nobody else interviewed him, and this was an Andy Reid thing, and come on, he should be able, as an offensive coordinator, pick things up. But there are certain things that I just looked at and thought, you may not get it the first time around. And if you can get it the second time around, well, that's a hell of a start. But you know what? A lot of people need maybe the third time around. And that's what it was. And you saw him kind of getting back to the norm that was the first couple of weeks with victory. And you saw him really looking at the play and the personnel as opposed to trying to force something, maybe even reactionary to what you got from either fans or, to be fair, his player in Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, it looked like a guy who had way more of a plan and way more control of his own plays and of his own everything that was being sent out there, including the feel of the game. It just felt like he had a better feel. Matt, does that mean that he's done making mistakes? No, of course not. He's going to make a mistake again. He'll make a couple. Let's just hope that when those mistakes happen, they're not in the crucial times in which we saw with the Cowboys and Giants, it really having an impact. Because if you can make a mistake, but you get to gloss over it by making two or three really good decisions, it's the same as a drop. You drop a football to extend a drive in the second quarter, but the third and fourth quarter, you're catching touchdowns. You make up for it. You find a way to make up for it. So I look at that, those 3 weeks, and I think to myself, for 2 weeks, this guy was all over the place. This guy looked like he couldn't work his headlights again. Last week, he looked like a head coach. Justin's on the Fanatic. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, pal?
I'm calling because you really struck a chord with me with saying we're coming out of the coma. And you know what? I really agree with that for a lot of reasons. We are coming out of that coma, and I think that it's hard for a lot of people to think back and to think when we were a winning team, and they want that, and I understand that. I'm an Eagles fan. From way back, from when I came out of the womb. My son is going to be the same way.
Nice.
And I just really think that we got this season started. We didn't know that Wentz was going to play. We thought Bradford was going to be out there. We had no idea what we had out there, anything to prove anything. So now that we went 3-0, everybody got high on Carson Wentz, and this team is possibly going to go to the Super Bowl, this, that, and the other. You know, it's real hard to look at the fact that we were struggling and we were a team that was going to be in that building mode for a while. Well, we had a surprise and now we're back to reality. It's kind of like we're not the players. We're their fans. We understand that it's easy for us to pick things apart when the players do stuff. But you know what? It could be a lot worse. We could have no wins at all and be a throwaway season. So I try to hang my hat on something because I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And whether they win, lose, whatever, you know, yeah, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be pissed if they throw a game away. But at the same time, it's a lot better than we would have been, where we would have been. So it's kind of like reach for that positivity. I know that it's hard to do, but being a Philly fan for all these years, that's something that's been embedded in my blood.
Yeah, and I think that no, really, man, I appreciate the call, Justin. And I think that you represent a lot of people, both older and younger, who have looked over the last couple of years and seen sports and seen approaches and strategy change and recognize that you can't just rip and kill and crush everything. And a lot of, that's why I say this is not an Eagles fan base thing. That's why I say that I truly believe that the majority of people out there listening and following along with us and watching this team on a weekly basis, they're not negative. Does that mean that they're over the top positive? No, it means that they're somewhere in the middle, that we're coming out of a coma. Chip Kelly left us and forced us to watch football in a comatose state. And this is the end result of it. We're out of it. We're awake. Carson Wentz was our awakening, but it doesn't happen overnight. 610-632-0975. We'll see if you agree with me that the majority here are not negative. In fact, it's a fringe minority that has somehow hijacked and now infiltrated the collective thought of the Philadelphia Eagle fan. All right, guys, it's officially week 11 of the football season. A lot happened this past weekend in college and the NFL. Penn State is looking good. How about our Eagles beating up on Atlanta? Hopefully you placed your winning picks in at mybookie.net. Can you imagine if you had both of those games and you didn't? It's never too early to think about this weekend's football action, and it's never too early to place your picks at mybookie. What do you think? Who looks good? Pittsburgh over Cleveland? That's a no-brainer. How about New England over San Fran? It's never too early to get in on the action with MyBookie. I know some of you had the winners this past weekend, but didn't go to MyBookie and win? That's a mistake. Think about that. You're sitting there telling your buddies. You probably gave advice to a bunch of people to go put money on this game. And you yourself, like a fool, didn't go to MyBookie. Unbelievable. Don't let this week go by without making your picks at MyBookie, the industry-leading website. What are you waiting for? Here's your chance to put your picks to work at MyBookie. Don't wait. Join MyBookie. Get in on the action. Go online at MyBookie. Open an account and place your picks. It's probably the easiest thing you'll do all day. Go to MyBookie. Use promo code FANATIC. That's promo code FANATIC. Sign up, win, and big.
If you want to talk about Philadelphia sports, do it with Philadelphia hosts Anthony Gargano and the Fanatic Morning Show. Mornings, Rob Ellis and Harry Mays middays, and the Mike Missinelli Show afternoons. Homegrown for the best fans in sports. This is the station of the Philadelphia sports fan. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Where are you going?
Washington, D.C.
Who's going to be there?
A bunch of kids and a guy named Alex.
Keys are on the counter.
Some very smart teams are headed to Washington, D.C. for the Jeopardy Team Tournament quarterfinals.
Tonight at 7 on 6ABC.
Dude, the 6ABC News app is the best.
Love my 6ABC app.
I showed this app to my dad. Now he uses it all the time.
Tell your friends. Tell your family. This app keeps you connected.
It's Philly news, but you get stories from all over. With Action News on the 6ABC app, I got it all right here.
There's always more fun at Tropicana Atlantic City. Shop at our 25 retailers, dine at our 24 restaurants, and party at our 18 bars and lounges. Whether you want to get in on the action of our newly renovated casino, have a relaxing getaway, or entertain the entire family, there is something for everyone at Tropicana. Plus, get more offers, rewards, and choices with Trop Advantage Club, voted Best Players Club by Casino Player Magazine. For more info, visit Tropicana.net. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Around the corner, around the country, at work or play, we're on your way. The convenience stores of Speedway.
What's so great about the Speedy Rewards card?
I love all the free stuff I get with this card.
I get coffee every morning, and I love that my 7th is always free.
It's the best. What's not to love about it?
The greatest thing about the Speedy Rewards card is all the free gas that I get for my points.
I love my Speedy Rewards card because I can use my points to get free gift cards. I just redeemed my points for a $10 gift card.
I wish everything was like Speedy Rewards card.
Only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards card, where you'll earn points for free food and merchandise, or you can turn your points into presents and redeem them for gift cards this holiday season. And right now, you'll get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points plus a dollar off with every $25 in gift cards you buy. And don't forget, you can redeem your points instantly when you use the Speedway mobile app. Download it today. Stop by any Speedway store and pick up your free Speedy Rewards card.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Now, enjoy a cup of always fresh coffee, made just the way you like it. Just 99 cents, only at Speedway.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We're here to make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
What if I point at something and it's really hard for you to get to it?
Give it a try.
Okay, how about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
No, sir.
It was really there, and now it's really gone.
What happens next?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Sportsmen and women of the greater Philadelphia area, French Creek Outfitters Black Friday sales event happens on November 25th, 26th, and 27th. Doors open at 8 a.m. on Black Friday. Make sure you get to French Creek for the best sales on in-stock gear all year. 20 to 40% off hunting apparel and men's, women's, and kids' boots. Year-end closeout bow sales with up to $300 off in stock bows and major discounts on select firearms and gun safes. At French Creek Outfitters, 270 Schuylkill Road, Phoenixville. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Black Friday is weeks away, but Black Friday savings are at the Home Depot now with up to 40% off special buys. Choose either an LG stainless steel French door fridge or a Samsung black stainless steel French door fridge and get it for just $998. These are the lowest prices of the year. Upgrade now. Save now on an LG or Samsung French door fridge, just $998. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. Waspa's last see store for details.
Hurry into JCPenney today and save on major appliances like GE, Samsung, and LG. It's time to upgrade your home for the holidays with up to 40% off major appliances. And what better way to liven up laundry day than with our LG washer and dryer set, just $4.45 each. Plus, stay worry-free with free delivery on all major appliance purchases of $2.99 or more. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Pedestal sold separately. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com for details.
The thought of cold weather is, well, chilling. But not as chilling as the feeling you get when your battery fails on the road on cold, dark nights. That's why AutoZone is your home for tough Duralast batteries. They're tested to perform in temperatures 40 below zero and engineered to deliver more power during startup. So no matter how cold it might get, the thought of having a proven tough Duralast battery can keep you warm. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's Sleepy's biggest sale of the year and our way of wishing you a very happy Thanks Savings.
Don't you mean Thanksgiving?
Nope, Thanks Savings. Because during Sleepy's Thanks Savings sale, get the biggest Black Friday deals in sleep now. All mattresses are on sale and save up to $600.
Thanks Savings is right.
Plus, get Certifirm queen sets for just $299.99.
Happy Thanks Savings and happy Thanks Sleeping.
Only during Sleepy's Thanks Savings sale.
Guys, if you're planning on getting engaged, make sure your first stop is Family and Company Jewelers. Why? Because the moment you step in the door, you're treated like you're part of their family. They don't want to just sell you a ring. They want to be part of your story. And if they don't already have the ring in stock, their master jeweler will custom design one. Give her the ring she'll be proud to show off to her family and friends. Family and Company Jewelers is the Delaware Valley's largest no-commission, no-pressure diamond destination. Visit them in Marlton on Route 70 or at familyjewelers.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Celebrate with Flyers Santa Sacks, the hottest gift of the season. Includes two tickets to the game of your choice, an autographed puck, two hot dogs, two soft drinks, and more.
Sit in, score!
Upgrade your Santa Sack with four tickets and an autographed stick from one of the newest Flyers.
That's his bear, the shot, connecting, redirects, he scores!
Customize your Santa Sack today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
I don't believe that the majority of fans in the Delaware Valley and beyond who are paying attention to the Philadelphia Eagles are negative. Not nearly like the fringe who has come out and tried to find some issues after a victory. Like, well, the Eagles just eked this one out. If it wasn't for the Falcons and this, and still trying to find... It's one thing to point the finger at a guy like Nelson Agholor, who has given you absolutely zero. But to find issue again with the running backs, to find issue again, Zach Ertz has been a target of people's aggression for some reason. The last 2 weeks, mind you, still, people will find an issue with Zach Ertz despite him playing really well. If you look at what's happened the first couple of weeks before and then after the injury to what he did the last 2 weeks. Now think about this. You've got nothing except Jordan Matthews and Zach Ertz. Now, I know that everything else is a bowl of gruel So it's difficult to compare a human being to a bowl of gruel that you're throwing the football to. But Jordan Matthews, it's not like, oh, Jordan Matthews, this is another negative that I can't stand. Okay, Jordan Matthews has dealt with drops. Not nearly to the level of Nelson Agholor. And Jordan Matthews is not just a competent receiver. Jordan Matthews is a pretty good receiver. Yet still, he's marginalized. Yet still, it's, oh, you got to move on from him too. Because the dreck around him is so bad, it's so poor. The level of talent is just non-existent around him. People think that you have to remove everything. Well, yeah, you cut Agholor, you cut DGB, you cut Jordan Matthews. Stop! I've had it. Charles is next up on the Fanatic. Charles.
Hey, Ton, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
Hey, Ton, you know I'm a big fan of your show, but I just got to applaud you for what you did earlier on Sunday morning, cutting off that rodent, Lenny from Pittman. Lenny, if you're out there listening, you'll get your comeuppance someday, just like the Cowboys will in the playoffs. But, Eitan, great job on that. Now, let me get into these fans. I've been listening for the last couple of days, Eitan, and I agree with you. It's a minority. But you know what? It's a minority, and here's the minority. They're split in half. Half of them actually aren't Eagles fans. They're really fans of other teams calling in disguise, number one.
Well, real quick, we've already found, during the Giants week, we already uncovered a couple of people who disguised themselves as Giants fans, and we exposed them in a two-minute phone call as Cowboys fans.
Exactly. There's a lot of them out there, Tom. But the other half, and I'm going to have to whip the other half, they're the ones, the Giants-Cowboys fans, who cares about them. They're
inconsequential, right?
They're inconsequential. But the fact is, the other half, I'm going to have to say, they're not going to like it. They just don't know football. They don't know the game, Eitan. Because the fact is, after nine games watching this team, if you think this team cannot make the playoffs, it's not a playoff team, I don't know what you're watching. I mean, they're two fumbles away from being 7-2. But I'll tell you this, Eitan, and I told Devon, your great producer, and also on-air personality before when he talked to me, the Eagles are going to win 10 games and make the playoffs. And they are going into Seattle this week, and they're going to beat Seattle by at least a touchdown. And you can book that, Eitan. It's going to happen, brother.
You want me to book it?
You can book it. You're with my bookie, right? But, yeah, you can book it.
You want me to go to mybookie.net with that information, Charles?
You do it, Eitan, because the Eagles are getting 6 points. Guess what? They not only cover, they're going to beat them by a touchdown, and they may even beat them by more than that.
I love it, man. The optimism is always there with Charles. Doesn't mean that I always agree with him. I don't think this team is a 10-win team, but, hey, 9 wins, that could get you in there. Maybe you can win 10. I don't know. Here's what I would warn, though, because this is the problem that I don't want to fall into, which is looking at a couple of close losses and saying, well, a fumble here, a turnover there, and they win a couple of games, because that validates the other fringe saying, well, they would have lost that game if not for Julio Jones' drop. The reality is, as much as we all sit here for 5-6 days, some of us 7 days on the air, and tell you what could happen, what will happen, you look at tape from previous games, you look at the tail of the tape heading into these games, you read the previews, the box scores, everything else, and you try to formulate an opinion. And you think, okay, well, top defense here, where is it being played? You try to formulate a football opinion. But this sport, more than any other sport, because it's only once a week, has little quirks to it. Funny bounce sometimes with that football. Somebody misses a block. Every now and again, like last year with the Patriots, the head coach has an out-of-body experience, and Bill Belichick turns into Chip Kelly. And the onside kick. I mean, things happen that you just cannot account for. Some go your way, some don't. And right now, this team is barely, but they have their head above water. And that's where you start the week with. Hey, they just knocked off the Falcons. They're above 500. This team has something at least hopeful in front of them. Why in the world you would want to focus on Zach Ertz's lack of yards after catch, or Julio Jones dropping a football, or bringing up what happened against the Cowboys or the Giants is beyond me. Hodge is next up on the Fanatic with Eitan Shander. Hodge? It's Hodge? Hogue, pardon me, that's on me.
Hey, Eitan, how you doing?
I'm great, I apologize.
That's all right. Hey, we spoke once before back in a little bit of a day, but...
Uh-oh, how'd that go?
Yeah,
did it go okay?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I just want to make sure that, you know, I wasn't a jerk or anything.
No, no, no. It's Hope, H-O-P-E.
Hope. I apologize. Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Hope for the Eagle season, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
You're walking the walk, brother.
Yes. Hey, we weren't supposed to be here, right?
Not really.
Exactly. But, you know, and we need to take in and enjoy every minute. And, you know, and I'm hopeful. Hopeful for every minute, every stride that we do. So, and I'm excited. So when it comes down to every minute and the how it breaks down to is like that we can beat Seattle, right? But if we don't, it's not a setback. It's just it's a lesson learned on how we go forward.
How
and
so?
That's how everything, and that's how everything needs to be. It's like everyone needs to like relax on how we go forward as a team, because you know everything is not about wins and losses all the time. It's about where we're going to go as a franchise.
Now,
how
do you feel?
Build.
Yeah, I agree, Hope, that there is validity to that feel. I wonder though. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that you should change how you feel, but based on what this team does on a weekly basis in such a short season in the NFL, expectations may change, right?
Absolutely.
So you say we shouldn't have been here at 5-4, but after 3-0, I think 5-4 is realistic.
Oh, it's absolutely realistic. But when you sit here and you look at where we're at right now, right? And you can say, you know what? We can be a playoff team. And I'm excited to be there. And I look at it every weekend like, man, we're going to get to the playoffs.
Right.
But if we fall short, I'm not going to sit here as an Eagles fan and say, I'm off my Eagles team.
No, and I get that. But you will be upset about a loss Sunday night, Monday morning. Right. And that's... You Hope, great phone call, because you represent, I think, the majority of the Eagles fan base right now. And does that sound like a man who's negative? Does that sound like a man who's down on his Philadelphia Eagles? It's just a different approach. Maybe it is because we've got a franchise quarterback for the first time since 5. Maybe it is because there's a brand new head coach who's looked a little shaky at times. Or maybe there is a new defensive coordinator that had that D playing lights out, and then maybe not so much, and then, oh, by the way, back to lights out. There's some flux. It's a little volatile, hence the record 5-4. It's not an easy path to 5 wins and 4 losses. A lot of times, some things that you prepare for don't go your way. And then, oh, by the way, you get a bounce or two that favors you. But I listen to Hope, and I think that is who represents the fan base. It's something new. It's what 3 years of being in a coma and watching Chip Kelly football does to you. It takes a little bit to shake the cobwebs out. It takes a little bit to get the rehab going and then benefit from it. So I'm thinking right now, it's not the majority are negative. It's not the majority doom and gloom. It's just a matter of time before this thing blows up in our face. It's Hope. Both Hope and Hope the caller. Representing, I believe, me personally believing, the majority of the fans who root for this team. Andrew's next up on the Fanatic. Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, Matt? Thanks for having me on.
You got it, brother. Thanks for holding.
I got a question. I really just want to talk Sixers.
That's fine.
I've been playing the game my whole life, watching the game my whole life. And Jahlil Okafor's performance last night, do you think that the Sixers haven't been 100% truthful about the severity of his injured knee? Because last night he looked hobbled.
He was lost. I don't know. Here's the thing. The minute... I don't know the answer to that. Okay? I don't want to guess. I don't know the answer to that. But here's what I would say is, as much as I am anti the minutes restriction for Embiid because he looks like he's good to go, Okafor looks like he can benefit maybe another month from the minutes restriction. So maybe that's the answer, Andrew, is maybe they are slowly bringing him along, but anybody who's banged up and slowly rehabbing from that injury may need a little bit more time.
I would agree with that.
He's definitely, I don't know. I can't speak for him inside his body, but he does not look 100%. And then when you have a game like you did last night, it just makes it look worse.
He didn't even have any lift. He looked like he looked like, yeah, it was much worse than
I wonder if he's tired. You know, I wonder if, and that could be from rehabbing because your body's not there, because he looked so different when he was out there on the court the same time with Embiid against a team like Atlanta, where he was able to kind of roam a little bit and be a little bit of a rim protector. Because I don't know, man. I think maybe he's just tired because of the injury rehab, and the minutes aren't much.
I would agree. My second question. Now, do you think in a perfect world it would be better to team Okafor and Embiid together or Noel and Embiid together, and why?
No, I'm done with Noel. And Andrew, good call. I'm done with him. I've got no use for him. He's not going to be nearly good enough on the offensive end to make an impact on the floor. I need offense. That's all I need right now. You've got a rim protector. You've got a guy who should be out there 35-plus minutes a night. Devon, ideally, in an ideal world, forget the injury, forget the rehab, all that, 35 minutes a night, is that out of the realm of an expectation for a healthy Joel Embiid?
No, not at all. Not at all. I would say anywhere between 35 and 38 for health. Once the restrictions are lifted, yeah, I would say 35 to 38.
That's defensive player of the year level defender right there. This guy can impact both on the stat sheet and off the stat sheet like we haven't seen a Shaq or a Duncan, Dwight Howard, Anthony. This is a rim protector, right? You don't need Nerland Noel. Get his ass out of here. I want shooters. I want guys who can distribute. I want offense, offense, offense. You want defense? Let's start on the wing. Let's start with a two guard. That's where I need D. Great job, Devon Givens, producing the show. Senators, Flyers, coming your way at the top of the hour. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by CarSense, where their certified used cars look like new and are guaranteed even better with a lifetime engine guarantee. Find out more at CarSense.com. It's car sensational. I am back tomorrow morning with Anthony Gargano in the morning show. So make sure you tune in. All right. Another weekend of football is done. There were a lot of upsets in college football, man. And this past Sunday had its share of surprises in the NFL as well. Did you get your picks in at mybookie.net? I hope you did, because if you didn't, think about this. You're probably regretting it right now. You're sitting there stewing, listening to me tell you about the great people at mybookie. Well, it's time to start thinking about Week 11 football action right now and winning big at mybookie. It starts Thursday night with New Orleans at Carolina. What do you think? Even though it's Tuesday, it's never too early to get on the action with MyBookie. You had the winners this past week, but didn't go to MyBookie and win. I keep telling you, how can you be so foolish? Don't waste any time. Go to MyBookie now. Make your picks and win big. Don't let this week go by without making your picks at MyBookie, the industry-leading website. Make your picks at MyBookie now. It's your chance to put your picks to work, right? Make your money work for you. Don't wait. Join MyBookie. Get in on the action. Don't go anywhere else. Go online at MyBookie, open an account, and place your picks. It's the easiest thing you'll do today. Go to MyBookie. Use promo code FANATIC. That's promo code FANATIC. Sign up and win big only at MyBookie.